Hello. I'm understanding that I'm a guest on this show, and I believe that Renee is not here. So I am going to introduce the show. Apparently, you are listening to VIC Fellowship, VIC Fellowship, and our shows can be accessed on the front page of our vacinfo.org website, vacinfo.org. ORG website on the belly of the little boy flexing his muscles. We are on every Monday at 2 p.m. That's Eastern Time, and the contact number is 800-939-8227. Well, if you have any questions about today's show, please call the voicemail line 862-800 6805 and leave your name. Again, that's 862-800-6805 and leave your name and then your question and let them know it's for What in the Cell is Going On show. And so we want to thank Progressive Radio Network for allowing us to give you this uncompromised truth, and y'all bless. So this show is What in the Cell is Going On. It was started by April Renee and Gary Tunsky, and now is being carried completely by Renee since Gary's passing last year. So it's important to understand that what is going on today is another attempt to start a worldwide pandemic with having a vaccine as a solution. So I hope everyone can hear me. I think we're online here and everything is good. But anyway, apparently April's mic is muted, and hopefully it'll not be muted much longer.
I'm here now. I'm
So
so sorry. Hello there. We're driving our RV across to Wilmington, North Carolina, so I apologize for the techno difficulties. Welcome, Ingrid. You gave a great introduction. I was able to hear you, but you weren't able to hear me. Sorry about that.
Yeah, I was like, I'm a guest on this show, but I guess I need to introduce the show. Sorry, I didn't mean to have a
You
rough
did a
beginning.
great job.
I was so surprised. It
You'll do a
took me
great
off
job.
guard. But I have to admit, I was really slammed with this whole coronavirus thing coming out of China, and I thought, really, not another thing. It goes with the territory here. There was SARS, and then a vaccine was in development. Then there was avian flu with a vaccine in development. And then they had the swine flu that was definitely going to be the big one. And they did get a vaccine and made a lot of people sick and started giving it to pregnant women, which was with catastrophic consequences, as you and I know. And then the Zika virus. And now, here and the CDC has patents on all these alleged viruses, and it's really very creepy that they're always looking for some kind of vaccine solution where we know, being on the ground here, that vaccines never create health. They add to the disease. They exacerbate the accumulation of toxins by adding another layer. And all disease is a result of accumulation of toxins in the body and ill health at the cell level. So we talk about the importance of our cells to operate optimally. They need to have the main three ingredients, oxygen, hydration, and mineralization. And you get your minerals from, healthy food. You don't need them in large quantities, but they need to be bioavailable. And when you have those ingredients, your body naturally detoxifies. When you don't have those ingredients, your body tends to accumulate toxins and minerals. There are specific minerals that are good chelators for a toxic buildup in the body. And in Wuhan, China, which seems to be the epicenter of this particular epidemic, it's also ground zero for the introduction of 5G. And 5G is the next generation past 4G, which we have now all over the country. It's short millimeter waves, and these are micro. It's a microwave radiation, and they're using 5G in military applications for crowd dispersal. And believe me, it works well. I mean, because you feel like you are literally being in a microwave oven. I mean, it starts cooking you from the inside out when they direct these weapons at you. And this is the same military frequencies they're using for crowd dispersal that they're using for technology, and they will they can actually access information with zero delay in real time. So talk about complete surveillance. I mean, this is when our society completely is locked down, like in 1984, you know, in the novel, you know, where there is zero privacy. They know every single action you do moment by moment and in real time. And I personally find that frightening, just the, you know, threats to our liberty that this technology poses. But the health effects are catastrophic. I mean, there's nothing in nature that can survive microwaving at low levels, but certainly the decline in bee population is a huge concern. It's 83% across our country in bee decline, and there seems to be no bees recovering to bring it back to what the population of bees was before we had 4G. And that's, you know, when you look at all the cell towers and people have their, you know, wireless this and wireless that, that's all using 4G, and they're bumping that up. And so it's not like they're replacing it. They're adding another layer. So we have a lot of sickness from 4G, and these include chronic fatigue, flu-like symptoms, various sleep disturbances, insomnia, joint and limb pain, headaches, heart palpitations, depression, gastrointestinal disorders, skin rashes, difficulty concentrating, loss of memory, nerve and soft tissue pain, frequent infections, infertility, loss of hearing, visual disturbances, dizziness, tinnitus, nosebleeds, impaired balance, night sweats, vibrating sensation, thyroid malfunction, adrenal imbalance, weight abnormalities, loss of appetite, you know, chronic sinusitis, lymph node swelling, frequent urge to urinate, you know, nausea, hair loss, you know, blood sugar swings, irritability, severe chemical allergies. I mean, you know, does this sound like a list of what you're seeing today? And how many people do you know have a smartphone that they spend a lot of time on and they keep it live on their body? You know, I just had a conversation with Martin Paul. He's at Washington State University, and he has been speaking out on 4G and 5G for quite some time as a scientist. And anyway, you can look him up, Martin Paul, P-A-L-L. Just do a search on him, and you can see some of his lectures. He is very well spoken on this issue. He does not own a cell phone. He has a landline phone. His computer connection is Ethernet, like mine is, and it's everything is hooked up and wired because he knows what it's doing to our biology. And he was just telling me that we are looking at a total inability to repopulate our species on the planet across all races due to this technology, because, you know, men keep their cell phone live in their pocket right next to their testes, and the mobility of their sperm is pretty much not happening at all. And, you know, we are seeing this rise in infertility that's gotten pretty catastrophic in areas where this technology is unleashed and people are using it just like, you know, it's completely safe when it's absolutely not. So 5G is between 24 and 90 gigahertz, and 4G is 1 to 5 gigahertz. When they do a direct beam as a military weapon, it's 95 gigahertz, and it feels like your body's on fire. So it's just below, 5G can go all the way up to just below where it is a military weapon. And people that, you need to understand, in Wuhan, the epicenter, it's pretty interesting because that area had huge protests against the intense air pollution. And it is the capital of Hubei, which is the province, and there's all these cities that started the 5G, but it was Huan, the capital, was definitely ground zero. They started it October 31st, and on October 31st, that's when people started getting sick, because their air pollution problems were 20 times what our EPA limit is. I mean, this is severe air pollution. And it is, you know, they were complaining about their children. You know, this, you know, small humans are much more vulnerable. They don't, you know, and same with the cell phone radiation. They show, you know, people's brains and then a child's brain. And a child's brain is much more severely affected. It's still developing. So it's a huge concern to take this, you know, so we have air pollution going on. Huge protests. We're talking middle and upper class taking to the streets. And, you know, because, I mean, they can't even breathe. I mean, you know, they're in their city and, you know, everyone's getting sick. So on top of this, out of control air pollution and them barely mitigating it, then they add this 5G, a whole layer, a whole other layer. And that is when people started dropping. So, what, you know, between the air pollution and their nasty meat markets and that, where they slaughter animals, pile up the carcasses, you know, it's pretty bad. I mean, you know, even Mike Adams reported on a meat market where it's a famous one in Wuhan. They sell bat meat and rodents and, you know, all kinds of meat that we would consider absolutely forbidden and certainly disgusting, you know, dogs, you know. In fact, they have a huge appetite for dog meat in China. So, and they're pretty avid meat eaters. That's eating higher up on the food chain. That's where these, you know, things like dioxins and heavy metals, certainly concentrated in the tissues. The higher up the food chain you go. So, you know, it's not that you should be a vegetarian right away, but you should actually know where your meat is coming from. And it should be not eaten every day, in my humble opinion. But it's not so in Chinatown here. And in the big country of China, they definitely have an appetite for meat. And so the sickness started right after that. And I would encourage the listeners to get on John Rappaport's blog. He is a man after my own heart. He does not go into the microwave radiation as much, because it's not something I think he knows about as much. But he does in his February 3rd article at nomorefakenews.com. He says, a big one, the origin story of China epidemic falls apart completely. So he says, this is the big one. How do experts tell us the story of the origin of the China epidemic? The story is always important. The medical professionals need to make it sound incredible. Well, it has major flaws. If it has major flaws, it's as if a stage magician screws up a trick in full view of the audience. As he's sawing a woman in a box in half, everyone sees her sneaking out of the back of the box. Busted. Well, that's what's happening in the case of the so-called China epidemic. According to Chinese international public health agencies, the epidemic started in Wuhan, in a hospital, with a single patient who had pneumonia. The doctors could find no cause. But soon, researchers discovered the never-before-seen coronavirus in the patient. Really? Let's break this down. The doctors couldn't find a cause for the patient's pneumonia. I mean, you have to understand, they have bad air pollution problems, right? And they have 5G on top of that. 4G, that, and then they started 5G October 31st. So just keep all that in mind. That means they didn't locate the usual bacteria or viruses said to be responsible for pneumonia. They were puzzled. But as I've pointed out in past articles, the city of Wuhan is famous for clouds of foul pollution. The unprecedented combination of toxic compounds in the air constitutes a clear and present danger. Last summer, there was a large protest in the city focusing on this very issue. When lots of people take to the streets in China, you know the issue is serious, because the brutal government doesn't take kindly to public expressions of dissatisfaction. So, who cares if doctors in a Wuhan hospital couldn't find familiar bacteria or viruses in a pneumonia patient? Look at the air pollution, and I say look at the 5G that started October 31st. That's what I say. So anyway, he says, there it is. In other words, why would this patient be a mystery in the first place? Why would researchers look for a virus no one had ever seen before? This whole origin story is absurd if it vibrates with ripples of fake. It's as if emergency workers bring a person into a hospital after a car accident, and the doctors are puzzled because they can't find a bacterial explanation for the person's injuries. But there is more, much more. The medical professionals had to deal with the possibility that this new coronavirus wasn't new at all. Suppose it had been in the world for decades or centuries, obviously causing people no harm. If so, that would sink their ship. They couldn't have that. They couldn't admit, oops, sorry, everyone, we made a mistake. Finding this coronavirus in people all over the world means nothing because, you see, it's been around for a long time and it's never caused problems. So when we said we found people who have been infected, we really mean they have this harmless virus in them. No, no, that would never do. Instead, the pros would have to claim the coronavirus just emerged in humans for the very first time. A few months ago, it crossed over from animals, bats, and snakes to humans. Well, that's exactly what they're saying. So, so here's a statement from Stat News. DNA sleuths read the coronavirus genome, tracing its origins and looking for dangerous mutations. And that was from January 24th, 2020. But yeah, just go to No More Fake News. I'm just reading right off his site because I've been following each day he's been putting out when he is on this. He says in the article, it says, given what's known about the pace at which viral genomes mutate, if the coronavirus has been circulating in humans since significantly before the first case was reported on December 8th, the 24 genomes from presumably 24 samples of the virus in 24 people would differ more. Applying ballpark rates of viral evolution, Rambaut, one of the experts, estimates that the Adam or Eve virus from which all others are descended first appeared no earlier than October 30th, 2019, and no later than November 29th. So this fits in there. I think this stuff has been around for a while. It mimics the cold and flu, obviously. People have a temperature. Your body's always trying to throw off toxins. When they say no earlier, that's a quote from the article, October 30th, 2019, and no later than November 29th. It certainly fits right in there with the unleashing of 5G on top of 4G, which scientists all over the world are freaking out, calling for a moratorium. So my, that's quite a precise peg. The coronavirus jumped from animals to humans for the very first time between October 30th and November 29th. This is exactly what, you know, he's saying. There's so much bogusness in the whole story, and there is. I mean, if you read his whole chain of articles, you get it, because I for one, very much question the existence of viruses, because if you compare them to bacteria, they're all of a sudden making it like they're alive and they replicate and they have to get inside a cell. It's really nothing more than poison, and you can't replicate poison. And when they first did comparisons between a virus and a bacteria, it was admitted that it's not alive. I mean, viruses are not living. And that the root word of virus is viri, from the Latin poison and slime and, you know, venom. So, you know, it is really, and then, you know, we have Stephen Lanka, who prevailed in the Supreme Court in Germany over someone who tried to challenge his €100,000 award for anyone that would substantially prove the existence of the measles virus. And there he had to do certain proofs. And the guy just went to textbooks, you know, and medical journals and, you know, just went to a medical library and grabbed some pictures. Well, the pictures mean nothing. It's no proof of the existence. I mean, if you look at it, it could be anything. We're talking about substantive proof. And there's no substantive proof of the existence of these viruses. Bacteria, on the other hand, absolutely. And, you know, microzemas, as Beauchamp said, any kind of microbes. There's all kinds of living microbial life. And to try to kill off microbial life when most of our bodies are made up of microbes, according to the Human Microbiome Project, or we have more microbes in us than anything else, you know, it's just, you know, wrong thinking. You know, we need to protect the microbial universe. This is what, you know, is the, you know, source of all of our lives. And to destroy it with poisons and vaccines and antibiotics is really going to cause a lot of problems. These people really don't know exactly the mysteries of how perfectly our body was made by our Creator. He made no mistakes, absolutely no mistakes at all, and our bodies are self-healing, given the proper tools that Yahweh gave us. So, anyway, I just want to get really clear with people that this will likely fall apart, much like the H1N1 in 2009 and the Zika virus thing later. So, you know, I don't want anyone to get all worked up and feel like they have to get masks on. I mean, this is not something that you should be frightened of. You should be more frightened of the rollout of 5G in your area, because that is microwave radiation, and that will take down your immunity. And so you could take all the supplements you want. You know, I help people recover from cancer, and I see the difference all the time. You can take all the supplements you want, do all the exercise you want, do all the, you know, colon cleansing, this, that, and the other. But if your body is bombarded with microwave radiation 24/7, your body cannot fully recover. It's just an impossibility. You know, we are energy beings. We're electrical beings. And when you're, you know, exposing yourself to this, you know, it is microwave radiation. That's exactly what it is. It's carcinogenic microwave radiation. When you're exposing yourself to this, you know, you just can't be healthy. And they did an experiment up in a school in New England. I think it was Vermont. Gosh, I forget, actually, I'd have to pull it up, but it circulated quite a bit where they planted two boxes, one, and there's, you know, mind you, they're having these wireless classrooms, so they had to actually create a cage to grow these plants with grow lamps, and so it would block the radiation just from the classroom, and then the other plants were not. And there was no blocking, and they were exposed to the frequency radiation that was in the classroom. And there were two plants planted at the exact same time, and the one that was, you know, sealed off, they grew, you know, wonderfully, and the other ones didn't even grow at all. They weren't able to. They barely sprouted. They were like dead before they even tried. They could not even sprout, I mean, effectively. And, you know, they show what it was like, you know, several days later, the comparison, and it's really shocking. So if you think that it's doing that to plants, what do you think it's doing to bees and birds and then us? You know, we're higher up on the food chain. So, you know, I created a sign to put in a guy's window who has electromagnetic sensitivity, and he says he doesn't have a computer, doesn't have an email, you know, and he has to minimize his exposure, and he wanted to put a sign to educate people in his window. He's a instrument. He sells instruments and he repairs instruments, and we call him Fiddlin' Red. Anyway, and that's what he goes by, Fiddlin' Red. And so I went ahead and created a sign in his window, you know, save the birds, save the bees, save the squirrels, you know, stop 5G. And I forget how I put it, you know, but it was like that, you know, when we drew little pictures of birds and bees, you know, to kind of attract attention. Because, you know, most people, when we were on the street, it was last Saturday, actually, the 25th, January 25th, it wasn't February 1st, it was January 25th, it was the International Day of Protest. And so we were on the streets of our county's capital city, you know, the center of our, it was just Sandpoint, Idaho. And over 50% of the people had never even heard of 5G. So it's really important that education gets out there. And if anybody needs a ready-made flyer, I have a couple great flyers. One of them is put out in Vermont, and it's 12 reasons to oppose 5G. And I wasn't going to go into the, you know, 5G that much, but it's so, so important. I mean, to me, it's the key to this whole epidemic they're experiencing in China. They wanted to be, you know, ahead in technology from what we're doing here, and yet we're actually doing the same thing and people aren't aware. And so we need to go ahead and, you know, point out that what's going on in Hubei, ground zero for 5G, and how they put up, Martin Paul said, they put up like 100,000 or something antennas. I said, I didn't know it was that many, all around the city of Wuhan. I mean, that's incredible because the waves are short. They don't travel that far. So we're talking about every lamppost, every physical structure, a park table. I mean, there's like antennas everywhere. The whole city is saturated with 5G, 100,000 antennas. So I thought, you know, I didn't read, I was researching several articles, you know, about when 5G started. I got that it was October 31st, and the first rollout was in Wuhan, and then they started rolling it out in the other cities. So they're not stopping the 5G, and that's what's the most concern. And you know, they're kind of souping up, you know, that there's, you know, 241 deaths. Well, that's frankly nothing compared to the epidemics of disease we have in this country. I mean, if you look at the causes of people dying today, I mean, you know, they don't even like to put that out. But I mean, if you talk to people, why did they die, or, you know, where did they die from? You'll find that a lot of them died from radiation sickness. It's a carcinogen. You know, we were looking at the obits, and this was years ago, and we would find that most of the people that were our age and younger dying worked right near a cell tower. They lived close to a cell tower, you know, because being right near a cell tower is, you know, pretty bad. And now, today, we're finding that a lot of people are dying from the smart meter that's right outside their bedroom window. You know, because they're not able to get that deep REM sleep. I mean, that's essential. If you're not able to get deep theta sleep at night, that's when your body's cells go in repair mode. And when your body is robbed of that deep sleep, your body is not able to repair. And that's huge. And then, you know, Martin Paul also goes into the science and what it's actually doing inside the body. It's screwing up with the calcium channels. This is why you're seeing so many injuries, people that have, you know, whether it's osteoporosis or they're, you know, they fracture their leg, they're having hip replacements. I mean, it's constant. You're seeing so much injuries, you know, with their skeletal structure. And that's because of the inability of their body, of the whole calcium channels. Because the priority of calcium is in the brain and nervous system. So it'll actually rob it from your bones if your body's not able to take in calcium. And calcium is a alkaline mineral, and it needs all the calcium it can get just to neutralize the acidity of microwave radiation. So that's a whole other thing. But, you know, I've been talking a lot. Are you there, Renee?
I am here. I just got gas, so I am good. My soul sister, thank you so much. I knew I could count on you, baby.
Well, I knew you were traveling, but I wanted to make sure you're there. I thought, well, I know she kind of wants me to go on a roll and, you know. Well, sometimes it's nice to know someone there.
Exactly. I'm totally here. I'm pulling over at the Love's gas station right now so that I can keep you online and keep you recording. And I've been listening to you, so thank you, thank you. Yeah, I wanted to really, I've heard a lot of what you said. I had to get some gas, so I missed out on about 10 minutes. But I wanted to ask you about this coronavirus. I did watch Mike Adams' thing this morning. I started watching some of his videos on his announcement, naturalnews.com. He's probably the one of the only ones I can say, now that I've seen Mary Toko endorsing him, who was my Michigan chapter, and a definite another soul sister. She was our director of chapter relations when we had the Autism Autoimmunity Project. Anyway, when I saw her on him, on one of his videos validating him, that's all I needed to see to really validate the man. And I'm really in awe over his health food store, healthrangerstore.com.
Right. Yeah, I have to... I'm not as impressed. I mean, he is going into that rabbit hole of, wow, this is actually a real pandemic. And I'm more into John Rappaport. I think it's all souped up. And I think it's more related to the radiation myself and the pollution that we've been dealing with. I mean, when you start doing this kind of microwave radiation on people top of... it's always toxicity, always.
And that goes back to really what I wanted the show to be about to the audience, because it's a playoff of last couple of weeks. I had to replay last week's from the week before. Phyllis Fisher, who was the original organic farmer, her and her husband Stephen from the 70s, and they've done a couple of shows on our program, and Phyllis did such an amazing job on empowering people to grow their own food, whether they have a balcony or, you know, an acre or acres, whatever it is. They have a landscape business now. So what I really wanted to really address to the audience here is how to, whether Mike Adams is right, whether John Rappaport, whoever it is, whatever it is, whatever is to be is going to be. I would like to encourage and empower people in the audience to know that it is, you know, the cellular terrain, like my husband so gracefully used to teach and is what in the cell is going on CD, it's the inner condition of you upon exposure. The whole germs cause disease theory has been debunked, Louis Pasteur's, by Antoine Bichamp, and that's the big lie. The big lie, and you know this more than anybody, Ingrid, is that, you know, that's the whole premise of Western medicine. That's when antibiotics came out, penicillin, vaccinations, on germs causing disease. They saw dollar signs behind that. So there's a way to improve your immune system through our cleanse, number one, the 21-day cellular cleanse that my husband was the formulator of, as well as, you know, taking care of yourself, exercise, the basic fundamentals of health. And then I'd like you to also share the products that I'm planning on purchasing in my inventory as well that you carry. So I kind of want to just give the audience a really encouragement on how, even if it does come our way, it's not that it's going to affect you if you have a strong cellular terrain.
Okay. I get that. This is where we've been plugging along, April, but I don't think people understand the danger that 5G poses. My friend Anne's like, you're going to go to Hayden, you know, 5G. I mean, this has got to be our priority. I mean, forget vaccines, you know. I mean, if we, this will take out all of biological life. And that's how serious it is. We have, you know, hundreds of thousands of scientists literally worldwide flipping out on this and have written to the president, you know. I mean, we have signed petitions. They don't know what else to do. Like I said, I'm having Martin Paul on my show, Immunize Wisely, on February 22nd, and he's speaking around in our area, and I'm going to try to get a lot of people to go, because people need to understand this. But the 5G lobby is planning, and you know, I have someone who had a meter at my house. 5G is already at my house, and I'm out in the Tules. I mean, I noticed, see, I used to, Renee, remember I, a while back, I would have to go out to my driveway to get for a cell phone transmission. You can do all that in my house now and have good reception with just about any phone. And that's because of the 20,000 new satellites in space. These are 5G satellites, 20,000 have been put up in space above our country. Plus 200 billion transmitting objects with, you know, 5G base station transmitters, basically, is all part of the Internet of Things for smart homes, smart cities, and smart self-driving cars.
Yeah, same.
So, I mean, it gets pretty intense when it's this level of short waves on top of 4G.
Absolutely.
We're just being cooked to death.
Absolutely. I believe that was part of my husband's demise, because he was already having neuropathy from his steroid abuse, and that the Wi-Fi just totally caused him numbing up his legs and his arms, and I believe that's what eventually stopped his heart. But there are things I want to introduce to the audience that we tell our members that come to see us for our scans and everything, and that is two different websites. One of them is safesleevecases.com, safesleevecases.com. They're radiation blockers, and we have them on our phones, our computers, our iPads, and I feel the difference. I mean, literally, I can feel when I close my top to the case, and opposed to it being open, I can feel the tightness and the effect from the radiation on my face. When I close it, I don't feel anything. Plus, right now, I'm wearing 99% additional blockage ear tubes that they have. That does another 99%, so it's total blockage. That's
so
one.
You have air tubes.
Their air tubes are called, it's called safesleevecases.com. I looked into buying their inventory and getting it in stock, but they wanted me to purchase like 1,000 of them, so I couldn't afford it. But anyway, we will have them eventually. So safesleevecases.com, we recommend big time. And then Gary and I, before he passed, met with Dr. Norbert Heisner. He's a Germany scientist that has probably the most important blockage there is of absorbing the radiation. His websites are protectpro.net and protectpro.info, I-N-F-O. But he has, we purchased some cards for the back of our phones that he doesn't say, he says it doesn't block the radiation, it actually absorbs it. And his websites will explain it more, the science behind it. But it's really popular in Germany. And He's got shoe insoles. He's got different things on his websites that we're recommending that people get to do what they anything they can do, because we know that inevitably we can't live in a plastic bubble. I mean, you know, and we can do whatever.
No, at some point we have to get right. We have to. I've heard that the Empower Movement has is just getting ready. If you go to empowermovement.com, that. Their notice of liability that is, you know, totally solid from a lawful and legal viewpoint, that they finally are getting ready to roll out them on both vaccines and 5G. So I would encourage people to do that, because that's how we can stop it. We need to stop it, because, you know, if none of the trees are living and no bees are living and no birds are living, I mean, you know, these are... You know, I mean, I know I feel a lot of protection from the trees, but the trees can only take so much, you know.
I agree. We definitely have to, you know, fight this as hard as we can on everything, not just the, you know, the 5G definitely is a major, major issue.
Right. And I certainly wouldn't worry about a coronavirus vaccine being unleashed. I absolutely don't see it. I mean, all you have to do is look at the epidemics that are currently in our hospitals, and it's all microwave sickness.
Yeah.
We do, and people are dying all the time from this. You know, I mean, we're talking about the explosion of heart disease and cancers. That's all connected to this technology. So, you know, when they talk about 241 deaths over 6 weeks, that's a drop in the bucket to the current epidemics we're having. Look at all the SIDS deaths. Look at all the children dying of leukemia.
That's right. That's right. But again, you know, back to what we teach, which is, you know, it's definitely important to, you know, cleanse your temple twice a year. It's important to, you know, find the foods that aren't, hormoned and GMO and bug spray and all the extra toxins that we accumulate in the food that we're eating.
You know, that's why you detox your temple. And doing a juice cleanse. I mean, we're coming up on that time. You know, March, April. You know, during Lent, it's a perfect time. Spring cleaning. It feels good. You feel like you have a new body. You feel younger. You feel lighter. Mm-hmm. I always do colon cleansing, you know, and juice fasting. I mean, that's just a basic protocol.
Right.
But I sulfur is one of my new things. Since I've started doing sulfur regularly, supplementing with, you know, pure MSM crystals. Not, you know, you don't get it in capsules. You don't get it in liquid. You have to get the pure crystals. When you get the pure crystals and you incorporate that into your routine, I haven't had a cold in 3 years. I used to always get one or two colds every winter. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty surprised. It's not like I've been doing anything significantly different, other than, you know, I'm now, I have a friend here, and we're doing the celery juice, the pint of celery juice in the morning kick, and I did do a liver flush, you know, just before Christmas. But other than that, I you know, just some basic maintenance, but
right.
I'm learning all the time.
I find, outside the box. You're already outside the box. I think most of our listeners are not, because we're reaching out to, you know, it's a worldwide radio station. So whoever, we could be reaching thousands in Africa for all the people that don't have that kind of access. But, you know, the basic stuff of just keeping your cellular terrain strong, you know, by eating right, exercise, the fountain of youth, you know, cleaning the liver, the kidney, the gallbladder, the lymph, the blood, heavy metal chelator, the colon, simultaneously, like has been taught, when you just do a kidney cleanse only, the toxins run to the gallbladder, you know. So, you know, you got to keep flush it all simultaneously, and that was the method of his madness and how we got so many people in diehard, you know, even hospice, two of them, you know, conditions, standing on their feet again by cleaning up their temple and given the leaves of the trees and the raw food. We just recently did a 21-day juice fast on our cleanse, which was amazing, the deepest thing possible. 63 juices in 21 days. Not one thing went down our esophagus with our products, and just amazing results. So it's just real important to, you know, not just, you know, think you can live a regular lifestyle eating Frankenstein foods and with everything coming at us from, you said, the radiation mostly, but everything.
Right.
Matter, you know, and taking care of ourselves, and then the few products that we talked about that I want to get from you, the sulfur and whatever else you recommend, and we're gonna, you know, really be not only getting our immune system strong so that we won't be affected by anything for that matter, including the 5G, but also to, you know, teach people, and that's what, you know, that you know this stuff. So I'm happy that you're sharing your wisdom.
Yeah, well, I'm still, an advocate at heart. I want to wake people up so they actually understand the dangers of this technology. We have a city that just, their city council approved of 5G for the whole city of Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, and only one dissenting vote. So instead of sending all this educational information to the other council members, all these people are sending it to the one dissenting vote, who probably knows quite a bit. They should be sending it to all the other people, you know, that maybe weren't aware, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah. I do want people to understand that it's quite a dangerous. They just, all they have to do is look up anything on 5G dangers, just to us. You could do even a Google search on that, even though Google is censoring quite a bit. It seems like You know, most of the search engines use Google's algorithms. So sometimes you have to, like, keep going to other pages, you know, to find what you're looking for, you know, third or fourth page. But, yeah, there's quite a bit out there on the dangers of 5G. And I know our website with our group is wi-cancer.info, and there's a lot on 5G there. That's WI for wireless, and then you put a dash, and then cancer, and then .info. But, yeah, I send a lot of people that site. She has great flyers that are very helpful in educating people. And I usually put one of those out with every order. So, and I highlight, you know, she has a great one with microwave syndrome on the back of a page. And I just take that and, you know, take a highlighter and put an arrow to each of the symptoms that people with cancer have. You know, so.
Huge. Yeah, there's a lot of people fighting the 5G. So I think, you know, we're definitely making headway on opening people's eyes to it. I think anybody listening that has a microwave is just insane. That was gone 25 years ago in my life.
Right.
30 years ago. That radiation.
Yeah. And I was going to mention, you know, about the sulfate molecule. You know, Dr. Stephanie Seneff, is it Seneff? I'm sorry, Seneff. Of MIT, Dr. Seneff, she wrote a book that was, you know, it was not supposed to be, anyway, it's a fiction. She's one of the characters in the book, but it's really her and a girlfriend of hers who's a doctor, I think even a pediatrician, doing a major exploration on what is actually causing the decline in our health, you know, from cancer and heart disease to Alzheimer's and autism. And they discovered the importance of the sulfate molecule and what it actually does in the body. And it's very fascinating because we all know that sulfur is very important to our health. And we used to have sulfur because they, you know, put manure, all the feces from the farm animals would go and putting that back in the soil. And even in other countries, they run the human feces out in the rice paddies, you know. So there's this, the sulfur cycle is not broken when you are eating food and your excrement is going back into the earth and then the plants grow on that. But with the chemical age and, you know, doing the chemical type of farming we do now is robbing the soil of all kinds of minerals that we depend on biologically, and we are not getting it from our food. And organic food isn't always the best either, because they just have to be free of certain herbicides and pesticides.
Right.
But well, they don't necessarily they're not necessarily using manure for fertilizer, or, you know, or doing things that rebuild the soil fertility. Some of them are, but it actually takes time. But anyhow, so it's pretty interesting. Since most
that if you're buying conventional, you're guaranteed to be getting hormones and bug spray. So we have no choice if you're going to a local health food store but to trust the organic. But definitely the cheaper, right, and the best thing by finding local farmers that you know are not using the hormones or the pesticides, and you're going to save money at the same time.
So
definitely clean eating is important. You know, compounding toxicities and compounding insufficiencies, and obviously sulfur is an insufficiency to the cell, correct?
Correct. Well, it's it enables oxygen transport across the cell membrane, and it's essential for the body to be able to detoxify. So, you know, it's pretty crucial for cell metabolism. The sulfate molecule is a sulfur atom with four oxygen atoms around it. So that's, you know, the sulfur atom itself is basically pulling oxygen into the cell. And so is cholesterol sulfate. Her big thing was this cholesterol sulfate. And it's made in red blood cells, but the body's biggest producer of cholesterol sulfate is in the skin. So if your red blood cells can't make enough cholesterol sulfate, they rupture and spill their contents. So cells require sunlight to produce cholesterol sulfate. See, this is the, you know, when you're putting sunscreen and all this stuff on your skin, it is not good. You need the sun, not just for vitamin D, but for everything and for the production of cholesterol sulfate. I mean, anyway, they go into a lot of detail in their book, but it's pretty fascinating. What can I say?
Yeah, I get I do an hour a day. I try to anyway, 30 minutes on one side, 30 minutes on the other side, and then get out of there, of course, because the skin is the biggest absorbent. And all that, you know, chemical-based suntan lotion just opens your pores up and you absorb toxins. So that's the cause of skin cancer, my husband uses.
Right.
So you don't want to use
right.
that. You need the vitamin D for sure.
Yeah, just water. You just right. want to hydrate your skin. Make sure
yeah.
it's well hydrated and get out the sun. And it's good to, of course, have full body exposure if you can. But even getting out in the sun, you know, and getting it on your legs and your arms and your, you know, face is better than not having any at all.
Right.
And this is one reason, you know, it's in the wintertime in both China and this country that we tend to see so much sickness is because we're not, you know, getting that sun exposure that we would.
Absolutely. Now, I want to make sure everybody has the information on your radio show. Did you already give that, where everybody can contact you, your website, and all that great stuff?
Yeah, they can go to VacLib, VACLIB, for Vaccination Liberation. I'm Ingrid Castle. I'm the director of Vaccination Liberation. And all of that is on the homepage. And we have this show also advertised under Planned Events. I believe this one's, if you go to, you know, the top of the page and you look for miscellaneous or news or something, you'll see a tab for Planned Events. And this show is first, and then my radio show on Republic Broadcasting Network is second. So, and I'm actually taking a break this week because I'm anticipating a big move in the next 2 months. Just listed my place, and that takes a lot of energy moving, as you know. So it's exciting. It'll be a new phase.
Linked it with me because I totally, you know, on the road like this, I had a nice introduction, welcomed you as my soul sister and my mentor. This
Thank
is
you, Cassie. Yeah, and I want to make sure people go to your website and John Rappaport's website, vacinfo.org, and nomorefakenews.com.
No more fake news.
And then look up 5G. The 5G connection to this outbreak is huge.
Yes, very, very huge. Well, thank you again, sweetheart, and I'm sure we'll have you on soon. And thank you for, like I said, winging it when I first got started, and I apologize to the audience for that. And we love you. I mean, I just appreciate all your hard work and all your mom's hard work.
Love you too.
Okay, baby.
Yeah, give my love to Miriam.
I will, baby. You're listening to Vic Fellowship, and our shows can be accessed on the front page of our vacinfo.org website on the belly of the little boy flexing his muscles. We're on every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern. Our contact number is 800-939-8227. If you have any questions about today's show, please call the voicemail line 862-800-6805. And just leave your name, your question, and let them know it's for our What in the Cell is Going On radio show. We thank Progressive Radio Network for allowing us to give you this uncompromised truth. And God bless.